Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Sin. he's doing things I'm not comfortable like drinking. I knew he was like this in the beginning. Now, see, when I read that, I talk to a lot of people, counsel a lot of people on marriage type stuff, and you'd be surprised, but a lot of people feel guilty about how everything got started. Mm-hmm. They feel guilty. They may tell their friends, well, you know, I saw her one day in church, and I just started praying, Lord, if it be your will. That's all lies. I'm going to tell you how all relationships start between men and women. I call it the pants theory. Here's how all relationships begin. The man looks at the woman and he says, oh my Lord, she looks good in them pants.
Oh, yeah.
Then the woman looks at the man and she says, he looks good in those pants. This is how all relationships begin. You can lie if you want to and say, well, I just prayed and I said, Lord, I don't even know if I'm attracted to this person. Can you tell me if I am hot for this person? I don't even know. That's not how this stuff starts. It all starts a hot mess. You don't know her. She doesn't know you. You don't know what to do. There's no such thing as a perfect match. You get two clueless people, don't know anything about anything, messing each other up half the time, and using sex to glue it all together with. Okay? We're hoping we can make something of this. That's the goal here. But we all picture other relationships all start on a better foot or something, and so we feel guilty. And then we say, well, if I knew this person was like this, then that means I have to put up with whatever goes down that road. And that doesn't make any sense at all, right? You know, there was a time in my life where I was dating this gal. This was many years ago. I was in high school, actually. Dating this gal, and I knew every now and then she would do a little bit of cocaine, okay? But I found out she was doing cocaine. There's a difference. Okay. And I came to her and I said, this is not going to fly now. I'm trying to turn things around. I can't be hanging around this. I can't be caught up in this. And I can't be police things and all this. I'm through with all that. I'm over. I'm done with that. And I told her, I said, you know, look, don't get it twisted. If it's not that important, if this relationship's important to you and this isn't that important to you, you tell me now that you're through with that and that's all I need to hear. We'll carry on like nothing ever happened. But if you can't say that, then we're going to have to go our separate ways, you know, because, you know, whatever. She said, well, you knew I was doing this and this thing. I said, yeah, but guess what? Too bad. How about that? I don't have to put up with anything just because anything. I just don't want to. So what else do you have? And she said, well, you can't, this is an unfair position for you to put me in. And I said, well, I'm asking you to pick between me and cocaine. And right now you're acting like I'm offending cocaine. How can you talk about cocaine like that? I mean, you know it's not a person, right? It's not like, I got this cocaine, you know, whatever, and you're going to chew me out for bad mouthing cocaine or something, you know. I'm the one who's supposed to be offended because you're not sure between a human being that you care about and cocaine. You're not sure what to do right away. But this is the thing, is I knew this from being on the other side of this thing. I knew for me, and I'm talking about me now, when I was caught up in my madness, it wasn't a choice between this relationship and cocaine or alcohol or whatever. Those choices, it wasn't like that. To someone who's caught up in their madness, the whole world gets divided into two groups. People helping me to hook this up.
Right.
And everybody else that I need to just move out of the way so I can hook this thing up. I don't have deep relationships. I don't have committed to, I can't be committed to a relationship because I'm committed to hooking this thing up.
Right.
See, marriage and you know, dating relationships, romantic relationships, that takes two people to make this thing work. They both have to be pulling on the same end of the rope. You all hear what I'm saying out there? That's the problem when we get into addiction, is one person is trying to pull enough for the both of them. And that's not going to work. We're not going to get where we're going. You know, the real problem here is not that this is a good person or a bad person. It's not about how committed should I be, how committed should this person be. It's not at all about, is this a good relationship or is it not a good relationship, or how did it start and did it start on the wrong foot? All that's not relevant. That part actually doesn't matter. Here's what matters. What matters is, can this relationship move forward? If it can move forward, then it doesn't matter how bad it is now. We just keep fixing it until it's somewhere better. That's all. If we're stuck, we're stuck. It doesn't matter, in fact, if we're stuck in a good place or a bad place. If we're stuck, that's it. This is, if you can't tolerate this relationship as it is now, and it's stuck, the decision's already been made for you. I mean, this is what it is. The situation won't allow for you to continue. I mean, think of it like this. Imagine you and I get in the car, and we drive out in the middle of the desert, and when the car runs out of gas. Now, I'm afraid to tell you about it because you don't want to hear about it. So I say, I think there's a chance that we're out of gas, and we need to get some more gas so we can keep going. Don't say that. Don't talk to me like that. I have this under control. Well, but we're stuck. We're not moving forward. There is no gas. You can't produce gas from within yourself. We have to go to where the gas is, get the gas, put the gas in the tank, and then we can go. There's not a debate about whether we're stuck or whether we have enough gas or not. This is what it is. The question is, are you and I going to do something about this? There's no debate about, is this acceptable, is it not, how much is too much, how much is not a far, is this a good relationship, is it a bad relationship, is sometimes things are good, sometimes they're bad. All that's irrelevant. What matters is, aren't we moving forward? I mean, that's true for you in your individual walk. Some of y'all come in here and you're down on yourselves because, well, you just came through a rough year, or you weren't doing so good lately. But we come in here and we're all encouraging to you. Why? Why are we encouraging to you? Because you're moving forward now. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Anybody can plan on moving forward. I mean, they got a great plan of moving forward and aren't doing anything about it. And there's nothing to respect about that. But for you, you're right now doing everything you can to move forward. And your relationships need to have that same feeling. This person says, you know, I care deeply for this guy, and I want to help him. And that's the thing is, and I hope I have somebody here that can help me out. But when I was in my madness, I didn't really want help. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I wanted help getting to something.
Yes, sir.
That's a different kind of. That's the help I wanted. Yeah. And why can't everybody just get organized behind that? Everybody just facilitate my getting me hooked up here. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to interfere with that.
Yeah.
You're working against me now. You're my enemy. I'm trying to hook this thing up so I can just survive this madness, and here you are trying to take that away from me.
Mm.
See, people have to be ready to receive that help. And again, many of you that are here today are ready to receive that help. That's why we're trying to, you know, put as much help towards you as fast as possible. Because we know it's an amazing, extraordinary thing to get to the point where you say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm ready to turn this thing around. I'm tired of playing with this thing. I'm ready to get serious. We see that. We recognize that. We want to come alongside you.
Yes, sir.
See, here's what I think. This is why I'm going to end it on this. I think all of you deserve more. I think you deserve more. I hope the relationships that you're in now will be more. And that's why I'm asking you to think in terms of, is this relationship moving forward? Is this thing rolling in a forward? Are we making progress on things? See, I think we need to get in the kind of relationships where there's a respect and there's a love and everyone's on the same page. Let's look at a couple of verses on that. The end of a matter is better than its beginning. And patience is better than pride. What he's saying there is, at the beginning, it looks like a hot mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, if you're patient, that the end of it is going to be better than it was at the beginning. So we have to have patience with these people. We have to give them opportunities to move forward and so forth. But we have to ask ourselves, is everybody moving forward? Let's look at this last verse here. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. In the previous chapter, Paul is talking about all the heroes of the faith, all the people in the Old Testament, that they're looking at us like a cloud. He's saying, imagine it's like Soldier Field, mm-hmm. and you're on the field, and the stadium is filled with all the heroes in the Old Testament, all the heroes in the Bible, all the people that passed down Christianity to you. They're watching you from heaven. And he says, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. He's saying all these people are cheering us on, and what we have to do is throw off everything that weighs us down and holds us back. If you're not married to somebody and this relationship has run aground and it's stuck and we don't know what to do, it's time to say, we need to make a change, or I need to make a change. This is where we're going. I wish everybody in your life could be and would be ready to move forward with you when you are. I wish that was true. It won't be true, unfortunately. But the truth is, God has relationships for you. He has connections for you. He has a family for you right here at the Bridge. Mm-hmm. He has family for you in these churches that we want to plug you into, so you're not going to be alone in this thing. Amen?
Amen.
We love you. God bless you.